It's here and now. For the past year, we've been hearing that farmers and ranchers rely on the Farm Bill, but sometimes it's hard to see how policy decisions actually trickle down from Washington to the ground. Ranchers in Nebraska, Wyoming, and South Dakota now know all too well. Thousands of cattle perished in a surprise blizzard last month, crippling ranches across the plains. But because the Farm Bill has expired, help is not on the way. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, Harvest Public Media's Grant Gerlach reports.
We're heading north, take a look at where the cattle died.
Rancher Dave Moody drives his SUV down a remote highway north of the town of Crawford in the Nebraska Panhandle. The road is a ribbon of pavement in a vast rolling grassland broken by the occasional tree-covered butte. Moody calls it
the gumbo. When it gets wet, you don't want to be in the gumbo.
In the last few years, the gumbo has seen its share of disasters. Drought dried up the pastures, wildfires seared the pine forests. Then last month, an early blizzard piled on. Moody lost more than 120 cows and calves, about 10% of his herd.
We were supposed to sell that Friday. Take the calves off the cows and take them into the Crawford livestock.
But the night before, 2 inches of rain turned the gumbo into sticky clay muck. Rancher J.R. Wasserberger says in the morning, the rain turned to snow.
By noon, you couldn't see anywhere, and 40-mile-an-hour winds, and then the power went out.
Up to 2 feet of snow fell in Nebraska, 4 feet in parts of South Dakota. The blast of winter was a shock to the cattle. Rancher Joe Falkenberg says many of those that died drifted with the wind until they were trapped in fence lines and ditches.
The veterinarians who autopsied those said they either drowned or in some cases were just smothered from one pile on top of the other. The rain came Thursday night, and it was over by Saturday, but it was sure a cow killer.
In Nebraska, more than 2,400 cattle died, and more are still missing. The damage was even worse in South Dakota, where 14,000 cattle are reported killed so far. With each cow worth as much as $2,000, those losses add up. And the timing could hardly be worse. Scott Cotton, an extension livestock specialist in Chadron, Nebraska, says the federal relief programs for livestock ran out when the Farm Bill expired at the end of September.
We're kind of treading water until we see if a policy actually is approved by Congress that might help these producers.
The government treats livestock differently than crops. While corn and soybean farmers are protected by crop insurance, paid for in part by the government, there's no equivalent livestock insurance program. Instead, in 2008, Congress added a livestock indemnity program to the Farm Bill to help when disaster strikes. Brad Lubin is an ag economist at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln.
The livestock indemnity program pays a percentage of the market value of animals lost due to the disaster event. I believe that the rate is around 65 to 70% of the value of the animal.
But that's the program that expired. The House and Senate are negotiating a new farm bill, which is expected to renew the livestock disaster program when it's finally passed.
That might be so far down the road that these guys will be buried by that time.
Veterinarian Rob Reed in Crawford has been helping ranchers document their losses so they can apply for relief.
I mean, I know one producer in particular lost 360-some head out of 400. I mean, you can't recover from that. If he doesn't get assistance, he's done.
In the short term, the government is offering emergency loans and can help ranchers with the cost of burying dead cattle. A few nonprofits are raising money for financial aid and to replace lost animals. On a sprawling ranch north of Harrison, Nebraska, cattle tromp up a loading ramp onto a semi-trailer. Joe Falkenberg and his family are selling calves that survived the winter storm. He plans to rebuild the herd, but there's a shortage of replacement cattle out there.
The problem is going to be they're going to be very expensive to buy back this fall. Terrible expensive.
Falkenberg says ranchers are inclined to try to get by on their own, but after the combination of drought and fire and now a blizzard, they need all the help they can get.
I know we can't depend on the government to take care of us for everything we do, but this was a devastating, unexpected storm, and it is very hard on people in every way.
House and Senate negotiators hope to push the new Farm Bill through Congress before the end of the year. Ranchers just hope it comes soon enough to help their businesses survive the storm. For Here and Now, I'm Grant Gerlach in Crawford, Nebraska.
That story came to us from Harvest Public Media, a public radio reporting project that focuses on issues in agriculture and food production.